ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ ॐ गणानां त्वा गणपतिं भवामहे कविं कवीनामुपमश्रवस्तवम् अवतु वक्तारम् शांति 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 सपोज इफ वी कम टू नो ऑफ अवर डेथ सपोज वी कम टू नो दैट वी विल डाई वेरी क्विकली विद प्रॉपर जेन्युइन रीजन हाउ विल यू फील. Now, I don't want to become pessimistic, okay? And then I don't want to become upset or anything. Suppose we all know definitely we are going to die. But if we come to know, now we will not die, we will not live long, any time. You know, suppose we come to know. How will we feel? In that situation, what will be our thoughts? Suppose if we happen to face such situation, we will think what? Before I die, let me make this lifespan the best, worth, isn't it? Let me make this, whatever, how many days I'm going to be there alive, and let me make my life really a meaningful one. Somehow, I don't want all these years I've lived now, and I'm going to be alive for a few more months. Doctors tell you, that's all finished in 2-3 months, and afterwards we can't guarantee you. He says, then these 3 months' time, what will you do? What will you plan to do for that 3 months' time? The best thing. Huh? No, not to say, we don't want to make it, say, intelligent people should make it naragam. Naragam is already naragam only. So what I'm saying, suppose if we know, as Vedanta students, if we know, at least people, when they don't have prushatva, it's okay, they will suffer. And the death, the fear of death will be, this is the worst punishment that is. But suppose if we know, what will we do? We'll all really do our all our prayers will do what to really to free us from the fear of death. Now, so I really request all of you to do the japam now. Okay? We'll do Mrityunjaya Maha Mantra at least 9 times. For all of us can become 108. Okay? Really. And with that thinking, with that intention, okay? Oh Lord, suppose, imagine, if I am in a place that I know that I am going to die in a few months' time, then how seriously I'll pray for moksha? How seriously I'll pray for freedom from fear of death? That seriousness, okay? Have that. You're praying for your own self now. And that prayer should help if you think anybody who has that problem with us. Think that way and chant 9 times. Om Hrim Namah Shivaya. Om Trimbakaya Jamahe Sugandhim Pushti Vardhanam Urvarukamiva Bandhanan Mrityor Mukshi Yamamrutat. Om Hrim Namah Shivaya. Om Trimbakaya Jamahe Sugandhim Pushti Vardhanam Urvarukamiva Bandhanan Mrityor Mukshi Yamamrutat. Om Hrim Namah Shivaya. Om Trimbakaya Jamahe Sugandhim Pushti Vardhanam
ഉർവാരുകമിവ ബന്ധനാം മൃത്യോർമുക്ഷീയമാമൃതാത്. ഓം ഹ്രീം നമഃ ശിവായ. ഓം ത്രംബകയജാമയേ സുഗന്ധിം പുഷ്ടിവർദ്ധനം. ഉർവാരുകമിവ ബന്ധനാം മൃത്യോർമുക്ഷീയമാമൃതാത്. ഓം ഹ്രീം നമഃ ശിവായ. ഓം ത്രംബകയജാമയേ സുഗന്ധിം പുഷ്ടിവർദ്ധനം. ഉർവാരുകമിവ ബന്ധനാം മൃത്യോർമുക്ഷീയമാമൃതാത്. ഓം ഹ്രീം നമഃ ശിവായ. ഓം ത്രംബകയജാമയേ സുഗന്ധിം പുഷ്ടിവർദ്ധനം. ഉർവാരുകമിവ ബന്ധനാം മൃത്യോർമുക്ഷീയമാമൃതാത്. ഓം ഹ്രീം നമഃ ശിവായ. ഓം ത്രംബകയജാമയേ സുഗന്ധിം പുഷ്ടിവർദ്ധനം. ഉർവാരുകമിവ ബന്ധനാം മൃത്യോർമുക്ഷീയമാമൃതാത്. ഓം ഹ്രീം നമഃ ശിവായ. ഓം ത്രംബകയജാമയേ സുഗന്ധിം പുഷ്ടിവർദ്ധനം. ഉർവാരുകമിവ ബന്ധനാം മൃത്യോർമുക്ഷീയമാമൃതാത്. ഓം ഹ്രീം നമഃ ശിവായ. ഓം ത്രംബകയജാമയേ സുഗന്ധിം പുഷ്ടിവർദ്ധനം. ഉർവാരുകമിവ ബന്ധനാം മൃത്യോർമുക്ഷീയമാമൃതാത്. ഓം ഹ്രീം നമഃ ശിവായ. ഓം ത്രംബകയജാമയേ സുഗന്ധിം പുഷ്ടിവർദ്ധനം. ഉർവാരുകമിവ ബന്ധനാം മൃത്യോർമുക്ഷീയമാമൃതാത്. ഓം ഹ്രീം നമഃ ശിവായ. ഓം ത്രംബകയജാമയേ സുഗന്ധിം പുഷ്ടിവർദ്ധനം. ഉർവാരുകമിവ ബന്ധനാം മൃത്യോർമുക്ഷീയമാമൃതാത്. ഓം ഹ്രീം നമഃ ശിവായ. ഓം ത്രംബകയജാമയേ സുഗന്ധിം പുഷ്ടിവർദ്ധനം. ഉർവാരുകമിവ ബന്ധനാം മൃത്യോർമുക്ഷീയമാമൃതാത്. ഓം ഹ്രീം നമഃ ശിവായ. ഓം ത്രംബകയജാമയേ സുഗന്ധിം പുഷ്ടിവർദ്ധനം. ഉർവാരുകമിവ ബന്ധനാം മൃത്യോർമുക്ഷീയമാമൃതാത്. ഓം ഹ്രീം നമഃ ശിവായ. ഓം ത്രംബകയജാമയേ സുഗന്ധിം പുഷ്ടിവർദ്ധനം. ഉർവാരുകമിവ ബന്ധനാം മൃത്യോർമുക്ഷീയമാമൃതാത്. ഓം ഹ്രീം നമഃ ശിവായ. ഓം ത്രംബകയജാമയേ സുഗന്ധിം പുഷ്ടിവർദ്ധനം. ഉർവാരുകമിവ ബന്ധനാം മൃത്യോർമുക്ഷീയമാമൃതാത്. ഓം ഹ്രീം നമഃ ശിവായ. ഓം ത്രംബകയജാമയേ സുഗന്ധിം പുഷ്ടിവർദ്ധനം. ഉർവാരുകമിവ ബന്ധനാം മൃത്യോർമുക്ഷീയമാമൃതാത്. ഓം ഹ്രീം നമഃ ശിവായ. ഓം ത്രംബകയജാമയേ സുഗന്ധിം പുഷ്ടിവർദ്ധനം. ഉർവാരുകമിവ ബന്ധനാം മൃത്യോർമുക്ഷീയമാമൃതാത്. ഓം ഹ്രീം നമഃ ശിവായ. ഓം ത്രംബകയജാമയേ സുഗന്ധിം പുഷ്ടിവർദ്ധനം. ഉർവാരുകമിവ ബന്ധനാം മൃത്യോർമുക്ഷീയമാമൃതാത്. ഓം ശാന്തി ശാന്തി ശാന്തിഃ.
സി ടു മേക് ദിസ് മന്ത്ര ചാന്റിംഗ് ഇഫക്റ്റീവ്, ഐ നോ യു ആൾ ഡിഡ് ഫോർ 48 ഡേയ്സ്. And some of them are still continuing for to make it come 48. They must have become 48 for many people. When you chant it, think that way. Okay, they definitely, people who are sick, they know they're going to die. Because we are not sick, we don't think. You know, imagine there's no guarantee, isn't it? So why we also can pay that with that intensity, isn't it? They'll be more effective. Intensively. When really death comes, then at them I seriously pray. Now let me casually pray. Isn't it? With no real thinking. No? Because to avoid all sufferings and also the fear, everything. I think you pray that way hereafter.
Om Shanno Mitra Shambharuna Shanno Bhavatvaryama Shanna Indro Brihaspatihi Shanno Vishnururukramaha Namo Brahmane Namaste Vayo Tvameva Pratyaksham Brahmasi Tvameva Pratyaksham Brahma Vadishyami Ritam Vadishyami Satyam Vadishyami Tanmavatu Tadvaktaramavatu Avatu Maam Avatu Vaktaram Om Shanti 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 Aham Vrikshasya Reriva
This is like another prayer. One side you pray for freedom from fear, from death. Here you have to say,
Aham Vrikshasya Reriva Kirti Prishtam Gire Riva Gire Riva Urdhva Pavitro Vajini Vasvamrutamasmi Pitro Vajini Vasvamrutamasmi Dravinagam Savarchasam Sumedha Amrutokshitaha Om Sahana Bhavatu Sahana Bhunaktu Sahaviryam Karavavahai Tejasvinavadhitamastu Mavidvishavahai Om Shanti 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 Om Brahma Vida Apnoti Param Tadesha Bhyukta Satyam Jnanamanantam Brahma Yo Vedanihitam Guhayam Parame Vyoman So Ashnote Sarvan Kamaan Saha Brahmana Vipaschiteti Tasmadva Yetasmadatmana Akashasambhutaha Tasmadva Yetasmadatmana Akashasambhutaha
Tasmadva Yetasmadatmana
Akashasambhutaha ఆకాశసంభూతః
ఆకాశసంభూతః
ఆకాశాద్వాయుః
ఆకాశాద్వాయుః
వాయోరగ్నిః
వాయోరగ్నిః
అగ్నేరాపః
అగ్నేరాపః
అద్భ్యః పృథివే
అద్భ్యః పృథివే
అద్భ్యః పృథివే
అద్భ్యః పృథివే
పృథివ్యా ఓషధయః
పృథివ్యా ఓషధయః
పృథివ్యా ఓషధయః
పృథివ్యా ఓషధయః
ఓషధేభ్యోన్నం
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 అన్నాత్ పురుషః
అన్నాత్ పురుషః
సవాయేష పురుషో నరసమయః
సవాయేష పురుషో
నరసమయః సవాయేష పురుషో నరసమయః తస్యేదమేవ శిరః
తస్యేదమేవ శిరః
తస్యేదమేవ శిరః
తస్యేదమేవ శిరః
అయం దక్షిణః పక్షః
అయం దక్షిణః పక్షః
అయముత్తరః పక్షః
అయముత్తరః పక్షః
అయమాత్మా
అయమాత్మా
ఇదం పుచ్చం ప్రతిష్ఠ
ఇదం పుచ్చం ప్రతిష్ఠ
ఇదం పుచ్చం ప్రతిష్ఠ
ఇదం పుచ్చం ప్రతిష్ఠ
తదప్యేష
తదప్యేష
శ్లోకో భవతి
శ్లోకో భవతి
తదప్యేష శ్లోకో భవతి
తదప్యేష శ్లోకో భవతి
దిస్ హోల్ బ్రహ్మానందవల్లి ది సెకండ్ చాప్టర్ of the Taittiriya Upanishad consists of three portions. The first portion, just one sentence. First portion, from sorry, one sentence, which is called Sutra Vakyam, Brahma Vith Param Apnoti. All of you must have learned Sanskritam now by now. Brahma Vith Param Apnoti. One who knows Brahman attains the పరం ది అబ్సల్యూట్ ఎండ్ కాల్డ్ మోక్ష ఫ్రీడమ్ ఫ్రమ్ ఆల్ లిమిటేషన్స్ ఇట్ డెఫినెట్లీ సేస్ వాట్ వన్ హూ డస్ నాట్ నో బ్రహ్మ అన్లెస్ అండ్ అంటిల్ వన్ నోస్ బ్రహ్మన్ ఇస్ నో వే ఆఫ్ బీయింగ్ ఫ్రీ ఫ్రమ్ యాంగ్జైటీ ఫియర్ టెన్షన్ ఆల్ దోస్ థింగ్స్ దెర్ఫోర్ అండ్ దిస్ సూత్ర వాక్యం ఈజ్ ఫర్దర్ బ్రీఫ్లీ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్డ్ బై ది ఫాలోయింగ్ వృత్తి వాక్యం విచ్ ఈస్ నాట్ ఫ్రమ్ యజుర్వేద తైత్రీయ ఉపనిషత్ బిలాంగ్స్ టు యజుర్వేద బట్ ది ఫాలోయింగ్ వృత్తి వాక్యం ఇట్స్ అ బ్రీఫ్ ఎక్స్ప్లెనేషన్ ఆఫ్ ది సూత్ర వాక్యం ఈజ్ ఫ్రమ్ ఋగ్వేద Therefore, Upanishad says, Tad Yesha Abhyukta. This is now quoted here from what now? Rik. Rik means any mantra is called Rik. Any mantra from the Rig Veda is called Rik. And therefore, Yesha Abhyukta means this Rik mantra, Rig Veda mantra is quoted here. And what is that vritti vakyam consisting of the brief explanation of the sutra vakyam சத்யம் ஞானம் அனந்தம் பிரம்ம. தட் பிரம்மன் நோயிங் விச் அலோன் ஒன் கேன் அட்டைன் மோக்ஷா. தட் பிரம்மன் இஸ் சத்யம் ஞானம் அனந்தம் பிரம்மா. And that Brahman, how to know that Brahman? That one knows, no way of knowing that Brahman anywhere else other than in one's own mind. One has to, that Brahman has to be known in one's own buddhi guha, the cave of one's own mind, that too as what? As aham, as very I, as the meaning of the word I. As aham only, Brahman has to be recognized in one's own mind. And if a person recognizes that satyam jnanam anantam brahma, which is as though hidden in one's own mind, which is available for recognition as very aham, if a person knows, that person attains param means, absolute end moksha means, that person becomes the enjoyer of all the pleasures in their entirety simultaneously. And the question comes, how is it possible for one to enjoy all the pleasures simultaneously, in its entirety? That means, the person who knows Brahman will be reveling in, would have claimed Brahman as oneself. One who claims Brahman, the reality, as oneself, then his swarupam is very happiness and fullness. One's real nature being happiness and fullness, and having resolved that ahankara, I sense in that fullness, one cannot still hold on to the notion, I am inadequate, I am small, etc. Therefore, the notion would have resolved along with the I sense. That notion being resolved, the notion caused limitations, the notion caused needs, and the notion caused desires also would be resolved. Therefore, what he says, having all the pleasures in their entirety enjoyed means, is as well as having all one's needs being resolved, having all one's desires resolved. Okay, that is what is implied here. Therefore, saha brahmana vipaschita sarvan kaman samashnute. Sarvan kaman saha samashnute. He had to know this meaning. Samashnute means what now? He, ashnute itself means enjoys, eats. Samashnute means he revels in fullness, wherein all the pleasures in their entirety become enjoyed simultaneously. Okay? Therefore, how is it possible? Then he is no more the physical body. He is still living, he still is endowed with the physical body, endowed with the sukshma, but still his identity is not just only with the physical body. Even though he has relative identity with the body mentions complex, in his vision for him, he is Brahman. Aham shabda artaha brahma. Aham shabda artaha natu shariram, natu sukshma shariram, natu sthula shariram, but aham shabda artaha only chaitanyam brahma. Or brahmana vipaschita, as very Brahman he becomes the enjoyer of all the pleasures simultaneously, as very Brahman, as the very consciousness which is what now of the nature, which all illumining, all knowing consciousness Brahman, he enjoys, he becomes the enjoyer of all the pleasures. But all the pleasures simultaneously means he becomes free from the hold of all the desires. Okay. This is the brief explanation of the Sutra Vakyam, which is otherwise called Vritti Vakyam, which we have seen. And there again, thereafter begins Tasmadva onwards, the whole chapter, Sikshavalli, the Brahmanandavalli, is what now? I said Vyakhyanam is an explanation, elaborate explanation of that Vritti Vakyam, that Sutra Vakyam. And there we have seen Upanishad introduced first. What is Brahman? No, that Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma, which we have understood briefly, the pure existence, consciousness, which is of the nature of limitlessness, free from, is what? Brahman. That we have understood, what now? In the what is Brahman is been elaborately we have discussed through the what now, how it is discussed. Nor Upanishad does not present explicitly what existence is, what consciousness is, how Brahman is existence, consciousness, just say explicitly, but it doesn't, it only presents Brahman as the Jagat Karanam. That implicit presentation of Brahman as the Jagat Karanam is there. And from that we have to, what now, derive certain lessons. And so what do we have arrived at there. And it says from the whole prapancha, all the living beings, and which is implied by the word Purushaha. Purushaha, one human being, mention of human being stands for what now? Implies all of the living beings have come into existence from the food. And the food is what now? Is from the vegetation. Vegetation is from the earth, and earth is from, and then it goes to, and then Akasha. Akasha, the subtlest of the elements came into existence first from the Maya Shaktihi. What is Maya Shaktihi? Which is a creative power which is inseparably with the reality. Even though when I say the fire, the heat, dahana shaktihi, no, agnehe dahana shaktihi, the burning power of the fire is inseparably with the fire. When I say, even though I use the word vit and all that, it doesn't mean they're two different things. Similarly, when I say Brahman has creative power, the Maya Shaktihi, is not not separable actually. From that Shakti alone, so the Shakti being there with Brahman, Brahman being endowed with that Maya Shakti creative power, we say what now? Brahman is Jagat Karanam. Brahman is the Upadana Karanam of the Jagat. And Brahman is the efficient cause of the Jagat. That's this different thing. Now we'll see Upadana Karanam. I mean, the whole Jagat has come into existence from Brahman. Like what? From Akasha. Akasha Dvayuhu, Vayo Ragnihi, Agne Rapaha, Adhya Prithivi, Prithivyaha, Oshadeha, Oshadibhyaha, Annam, Annatu Purushaha. Like that it presents. Tato Nara Samayaha. Yes, stops. With that line ends, what now? At least Srishti Prakriya. Srishti, the method of the analysis of the Srishti is used there. And through the Srishti Prakriya, actually, the Brahman is, Jagat has come into existence from Brahman, it says. Therefore, Brahman is the Jagat Karanam. Brahman is the Jagat Karanam, then Jagat is the Brahman. The karyam, then karana karyayoho duram nasti. There cannot be distance between cause and effect. There cannot be any distance. Therefore, if there's no distance, means in what form the cause is, in what form the effect is. So cause must be very much expressing itself in the form of the very existence of any effect. Because the removal of the cause will make the effect lose its very existence. Therefore, the removal of the gold, if the gold is removed, ornament will lose its existence. The removal of the wood will make the furniture lose its existence. Therefore, the cause is always expresses itself in the form of the existence of the effect means this Brahman also must be inherent in everything in and through as the very existence of everything that is here. Therefore, Jagat Asti, when you say Asti, the is stands for existence. That means what? Anything which is enjoys existence. That existence enjoyed by everything is nothing but Brahman. So any existent object does not have existence of its own. It enjoys the existence of Brahman only. When you say wave, ocean or wave, the name and form ocean do not have what now? Their own independent existence without the water. They name and form ocean, enjoy existence of the water only. Therefore, water's existence is the existence of the name and form. Therefore, water is the existence of the name and form ocean. Similarly, here also, Jagat is means Jagat is just the namarupam which are as good as any namarupam, and existence enjoyed by the Jagat is nothing but Brahman. Therefore, to understand what is Brahman, Brahman is pure existence. The whole Jagat, if you remove the namarupam, then what is there is only Brahman. But very abstract, we can never comprehend what is that existence minus namarupam is Brahman, pure existence. You can't imagine. And that existence, if you say it's not enough, so what do we understand next? Existence of anything which is enjoys existence, that existence enjoyed by everything is Sat, Brahman, Satyam. We leave the Ramarupa, take only the existence. Thereafter, that existence of anything presupposes the knowledge of that given thing. Therefore, Jagat Asti Ityukte, what does it mean? Jagataha Jnanam Asti, isn't it? Jagat universe is means knowledge of the universe is. A light is means knowledge of the light is. Sound is means knowledge of the sound is. Existence presupposes knowledge. There cannot be existence of something without the knowledge of that. Existence presupposes knowledge. That knowledge is what now? Actually, that knowledge, therefore knowledge is. If we say existence of the sound presupposes the knowledge of the sound, existence of form presupposes the knowledge of the form, existence of the taste presupposes the knowledge of the taste, existence of color presupposes the knowledge of the color, means pure existence presupposes pure knowledge. Pure existence must be, pure existence presupposes pure knowledge. Therefore, that pure knowledge is pure existence is pure knowledge, which is otherwise known as pure consciousness or pure awareness. Chit, we are this way called Jnanam. Jnanam. That pure conscious existence, which is pure consciousness. So the Satyam is nothing but Jnanam. Jnanam is nothing but Satyam. Pure existence is the pure knowledge. Pure knowledge is pure existence. That pure knowledge is pure existence is of what now? Being secondless, non-dual reality, It is free from all the object's limitations. Also, it is of the nature of limitlessness, because this existence has no beginning, no end, and doesn't undergo any change, and is consciousness existence, being beginningless, endless, changeless, being secondless also, is independent also. Understand? This consciousness existence is what? Actually, it is free from time limitation, it is free from spatial limitation, and it is also, object wise also, it is limitless, because there is no second thing. There may be two things for one to limit the other. Here, second thing is not there other than Brahman, the consciousness existence. Because you can never say cause and the effect are. Cause and the effect are. Can you ever say that? You don't need to say. When you say ornament is, it is enough. It implies gold alone is in the form of the ornament. You don't need to say. Gold and the chain exist, you don't need to say. It's not right to say also. You can say gold, chainese means gold alone is in the form of the chain, is very clear. Similarly, when you say Jagat is, means you don't need to say Brahman and Jagat are. Okay, Brahman and Jagat are, you cannot say. Brahman is with the Jagat also, you don't need to say actually. You can say Jagat is means Jagat is just the Nama Rupa which are as though Nitya. Brahman alone is in the form of the Jagat. Okay, therefore, one being independent, one being dependent, which is dependent, which is independent. Brahman being independent, Jagat being dependent, we do not count the Namarupa as a second thing other than Brahman. Therefore, Brahman is secondless, advitiyam. Being advitiyam, it is non-oneness, it enjoys oneness of advayam, it is non-dual, also secondless. And non-dual, therefore, being advitiyam, advayam, secondless and non-dual, there is no other object to limit Brahman. If it is free from, what now, object limitation, that Brahman is what now? The pure existence, consciousness is, which existence, which is of the nature of limitlessness alone, which is always, everywhere, as everything, is what now? Is Brahman. Okay? What is Brahman? We arrive at what now? By analyzing this Srishti Prakriya. Okay? The Srishti is presented very implicitly. And you have to study. In fact, if you analyze, you can get more and more and more corollaries you can derive. But we don't need more than this. Much is enough at present. Therefore, deriving. If that is so, this is so, you have to derive at those things. Derive at the lessons. Isn't it? You have to arrive at the lessons. Derive the lessons from this. And there enters Srishti Prakriya, thereafter begins. What now? The next question of how to know Brahman, for which Upanishad presence uses another Prakriya. What is it now? So Srishti Prakriya, what significance of the Srishti Prakriya? Srishti Prakriya helps us helps us to arrive at Brahman being existence, consciousness, limitlessness. Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma, that Lakshana Vakyam, isn't it? Lakshana Vakyam. Swarupa Lakshanam becomes clear when Upanishad uses what a Tatastha Lakshanam of Brahman. Another definition of Brahman, wherein Brahman is presented as the Karanam of the universe. Okay, two definitions now. That the Swarupa Lakshanam is a brief isn't it? The brief explanation consists of what now? In Vritti Vakyam, Brahmanaha Swarupa Lakshanam is given. Whereas in Vyakhyanam, Tatastha Lakshanam is presented here. Definition of Brahman is what now? Tatastha Lakshanam. Anyway, through Swarupa Lakshanam and through Tatastha Lakshanam also, what we have understood is Brahman being Satyam Jnanam Anantam. But what is that Brahman? What is that Brahman? We know. But how to know that Brahman? How to know that Brahman? For which the answer comes elaborately in the following anuvakas. In fact, the answer begins from the end portion of the first anuvaka. Tasya idam eva shiraha. Onwards, it goes to the end of the fifth anuvakaha. First anuvaka, from the last few lines of the first anuvaka onwards, second, third, fourth and the fifth. Till the end of the fifth anuvaka, there is the answer goes. And how that answer is given? What is Brahman? What is Brahman? Sorry, how to know Brahman? Well, the answer is given there. So Brahman is available for recognition in one's own mind as the very self, as aham means. And this is what now? This is a big shift, big leap. Isn't it? Big leap means what? Now your understanding is what? You think you are the body. And from here, from this grossest physical body, you'd be taken to this abstract, subtlest consciousness, the self. Therefore, Upanishad uses a prakriya. What is a prakriya? Panchakosha prakriya. To know what is Brahman, Srishti prakriya is used. To arrive at what? Okay, to arrive at to how to know Brahman, to know that Brahman, you have what? Panchakosha prakriya. This Panchakosha prakriya, here, why Panchakosha prakriya? Before we enter there, begins from where? Tasya idameva shiraha. Tasya idameva shiraha. There onwards, anuvaka number 2, 3, 4, till the end of the 5th anuvaka, the whole thing is presence, Panchakosha prakriya only. See, we had to remember these things very carefully, clearly. Brahman, the reality of the whole cosmos, inexplicably vast cosmos, is arrived at, has to be known choicelessly only as aham. Because even though it is all pervasive, it is not available for objectification. Brahman is not an object, not available for objectification. It has to be recognized only as aham. In one's own mind. And here, if we see, it is like what now? It is really, Upanishad says, it's like climbing onto, you are standing at the bottom of the mountain. There is a big mountain. And you are standing at the bottom, foot of the mountain, foot of the hill or a mountain. And you had to reach the peak. And you imagine, if you are all Trivikramas. Like, you know, in Vamana Avatara, Bhagavan came as Trivikrama Avatara, you know. Then you can put place one foot here and put the next there, finished. We can leap onto the peak. But we cannot do that. Okay? Why? He says, now aham buddhihi is so firmly entrenched in this physical body, gross body. the grossest tangible physical body from here. Attention of the mind must be taken to what now? To the abstract subtlest consciousness. So the gap between the abstract subtlest consciousness and the human physical, the gross body, is what now? Huge gap. Therefore, you cannot leap directly. In between, you should have what now? Somewhere you can relax and go. That is why when we travel to Palani and other temples in South India, you know, we have temples on the top of the hill. And then we have other things also, like rope cars and things, but still, we had to climb the steps. And every step, how should we climb? Very carefully. Even though your goal is to reach the peak, on the top of the mountain, there is a temple where you had to go there. But still, when you climb the mountain, Tirupati also, 7 hills. Now, when you climb a mountain, means every step should be your goal, first goal. Okay, first step becomes your first goal. So carefully you pay total attention to the first step only. You don't think of the, I had to go there, mountain and all that. Even though you are very clear, reaching the peak of the mountain is the top of the mountain, going to the temple and having Bhagavan Darshanam is your aim. But still, how do you do? The first step becomes the first goal. Now, it itself becomes a goal. So carefully pay all attention there and then lift your foot and place there. Then you become firm in the first step. Okay, now I'm okay and go to the next step. Then the first step becomes your stepping stone, isn't it? First step becomes a means for you to reach the next step. If you are wobbling in the second step, you should not think of going to the third step. Make yourself steady in the second step, then go to the third step. That means what? Every step which is a goal becomes the means. The next step becomes the goal. Once you reach the mountain, the top, then no more goals. Understand? Because it is easy. If you try to leap missing the steps, then the greater will be the damage. Therefore, it's always better to go step by step. It is easy. Why? Because the grossest tangible body is here. And this mind is a journey for the mind. Mind is gross. It is not refined enough. The mind, during the journey, what now? The mind becomes refined also. It becomes capable of appreciating something subtle. The grossest physical body, the mind is gross. And then there is analysis of the every level of analysis. Analyze and make it very clear. Yes, this is physical body, isn't it? Atma is not this. Only when you analyze it thoroughly well, stand there. So it presents at what now? It presents every pancha koshas, five. Panchakosha Prakriya means method of analyzing the 5 layers of personality. There is no kosha or anything. There is no cover or anything. Nothing is covering there. Nothing is covering. How can Atma be covered by anything? All pervasive, only reality. How can it be covered? Uncoverable reality. That's why Nirvanam, we say, one of the names of the word Brahman is Nirvanam also. Nirvanam means what now? that which is of the nature of uncoverable, okay, uncoverability. Uncoverable is nirvana. Spatially limitless thing is uncoverable. That is why we ekambaram, Bhagavan has many names, ekambaraha, digambaraha. Digambara, all the directions are the ambaram dress for whom he is digambara. And ekambaram, only dress for Bhagavan is what? Only thing which is there for Bhagavan is what? Space. One who is manifest as the space which covers everything is ekambara. Ekam ambaram yasya, dishayeva ambaram yasya, digambaraha. Why? Because uncoverable, isn't it? How can Atma be covered by anything else? Because of his all pervasive, Atma is of the nature of all pervasiveness. How can it be covered by anything? Nothing can cover the Atma. Nothing, it is uncoverable. Then, what about these koshas then? It's not real kosha. Kosha means that which covers. But really, these five layers of personality are not real koshas. They are as though koshas. Okay, koshavat achadayati. Like the kosha. Just as koshaha, any cover, any case covers. Today, unfortunately, I didn't bring my specs case. Cover, okay, kosha. So, that just as it covers, koshaha covers. Koshaha achadayati. Any kosha, any case covers the object. Similarly, these five layers of personality also do not really cover the Atma. They are seemingly covering the Atma. Therefore, koshavat achadayati. Koshavat achadayati iti koshaha. Like the cover, every layer of personality is seemingly covering the Atma, therefore not really covering. It's called koshaha. And the pancha koshas, the Upanishad does not present the kosha first. It says, annamayaha dehaha. Itself is taken as the Atma. Annamayaha dehaha, physical body, itself is what now? Atma first. Then we analyze this physical body. What is this physical body all about? It helps, we present the analysis of the physical body. What is this physical body? And thereby we understand very clearly, and we can negate the body as anatma. Then we can go to the next pranamayaha. When you first take the annamayaha deha as the atma, then say what? No, analyze it. It is a form of upasanam. You visualize, you analyze, you discuss about the physical body. What is this all about? Then you negate, you understand what physical body is. Then it is easy for you to negate it as anatma. Because you don't simply, because you must be unshaken, you see. It will be shaken. The knowledge should not be shaky. So, isn't it? Therefore, make it very clear, then you are very firm. You are not wobbling in the first step. So here, it's a very clear, yes, this body is what? No, is anatma. Then Upanishad takes you to what now? Pranamayaha. Then it makes you what now? Pranamayaha is presented as the atma first. When you understand, then you negate it only, you understand the pranamaya being a koshaha. First you take annamaya as the atma, then you analyze it, understand annamaya being anatma, then when you negate it as anatma, you see it as a kosha. First Atma, then as though Kosha. Similarly, Pranamaya, first you take it as Atma, then you understand what? As though it is a Kosha. Then Manomaya, Vijnanamaya, Anandamaya. Like what now? Through this journey also, mind also becomes what? From the tangible grosses to body, it is taken to subtle, imperceptible prana. From subtle, imperceptible prana to much subtler thoughts. From there to much subtler intellect. From there to Anandamaya Kosha, which takes you to ultimate potential, subtlest avyaktam karanam, avyaktam karanam. Okay, grossest form of the matter to unmanifest subtlest matter. You are taken to unmanifest subtlest matter. This mind, which is a manifestation of the matter, this mind, subtlest, which itself subtlest, subtle manifestation, this mind has to understand, what now? Has to, attention has been taken from the grossest matter to tangible physical body to subtlest potential material avyaktam, unmanifest subtlest matter. And there, that which is the witness of the subtlest matter is what now? Different, which is Atma. From subtlest matter to what now? Your attention is taken from the subtlest matter to the very consciousness which is beyond the five koshas. Understand? Therefore, that is why this srishti prakriya is based on what now? What is that nyaya followed here? Hope you remember that last class I told you. Arundhati darshana nyaya is used here for this srishti prakriya. Okay? Even that day, the priest or even on the marriage day, the priest or the any other elderly person in the family, you know, who really takes care of this organizing work, that person, especially the girl has to, even the bride and the bridegroom both will be shown, but still mainly the bride, the girl, and they have to show this smallest, tiniest binary star, which is known by the name Arundhati. And because binary star, we take that binary star as what? Vasishta and Arundhati. And then even the priest does not show the binary star Arundhati directly. He has to show first what? What is the big, bright, ball-like thing? Immediately we can see moon. Start with the moon. He'll start with the moon, and after showing the moon, then he'll show next to some other bright stars, which is much smaller. Again, he'll show something else, then something else. Then he'll point out that such smallest tiny binary star, which stand for Arundhati and Vasishta. That is why he also what now? Also like, that's why Arundhati Darshana Nyaya, using that nyaya only, isn't it? That nyaya is followed here in what now? Analyzing this five layers of personality. Okay. So here, what is it? What is the now? So mind also becomes capable of seeing something subtler, and then what? Avyaktam, very potential, isn't it? The fundamental potential, subtlest of the matter. A subtlest matter itself, you can't imagine. And the consciousness is beyond that means, which is the very witness of even that. Therefore, Panchakosha Prakriya. It also called Sopana Prakriya. Sopana means staircase. Sopana means what? Steps. Don't leap, go step by step. Sopana. It is not actually a traditional name, Sopana Prakriya. Okay? Our Pooja Swamiji says that. You know, why can't we use this? Why can't we use staircase Prakriya? The modern uses for staircase Prakriya. There's no such thing called staircase Prakriya, okay? It is just we can say that. So, Upanishad, what does it? It begins from where?
Tasyedameva shiraha. I am dakshinav pakshaha. I am uttarav pakshaha. I am atma. Idam puccham pratishtha.
So, asya idameva shiraha onwards begins the panchakosha prakriya. And the first Upanishad presents what now? Presents the physical body as the atma. Okay? This annamayaha dehaha. Okay, this physical body is the Atma, self, is the I. What is I here? Aham is equal to this physical body. And how Upanishad, the teacher must be showing, the Upanishad Acharya must be showing like this. Tasya, kasya, whose? Tasya means annamaya atmanaha. For the Atma, which is this physical body. The Atma, this physical body, has what now? Idam shiraha. Must be showing it, pointing out like this. Idam shiraha. Like kindergarten class, you all learned, no? These are eyes, this is a nose. Each other must have shown here, like point out. Idam shiraha. This is The portion above the neck is the head of the annamaya atma. Sanskritam kindergarten, you know, doesn't matter. Annamaya atma. Idam shiraha. Tasya idam shiraha. Idam eva shiraha. Tasya idameva shiraha. Tasya, for that annamaya atma, for the Atma, which is the physical body, this is the head. Idam shiraha, idameva shiraha. Then, I am dakshinav pakshaha. See, idam means this. I am also means this. Not English I am, Sanskrit I am. Okay? So, I am means what now? I am also means this, because shiraha is a neuter gender word, therefore idam. But pakshaha is a masculine gender word, therefore I am. Okay? I am dakshinav pakshaha means what? This, he must be pointing out, this is the right side of the, he must be pointing out, I am dakshinav pakshaha. This is the right side of the Dehatma. Okay? Dehatma. Annamaya Atma. And I am Uttara Pakshaha. This is the left side of the Atma. Atma, which is all pervasive. But now, how Upanishad presents? Atma has right side and left side now. Atma has head also. Okay? Idam eva shiraha, I am dakshina pakshaha, I am what now? Uttara pakshaha. Hey, this is the right side of the annamaya atma. This is the left side of the annamaya atma. And this is the head of the annamaya atma. Now what now? I am atma. Now Upanishad does not present the annamaya deha as the kosha. It only presents the annamaya deha as the atma. We have to do that, we have to understand it. It is as good as the kosha later on, not now. Therefore, and atma, the word atma, you have to be very careful. The word atma does not mean here the atma, the consciousness or self. Atma here means the trunk. I am atma. I am atma. Look at this. You must be showing like this. I am atma means the portion, but no, neck to the navel is what? Trunk, which forms the trunk of the physical body. Which from the neck to the navel, which forms the trunk of the physical body, what is the trunk of the body? I am atma. Okay, neck to the navel forms the trunk of the body. Is the atma. He says, shows here like this. Then, idam puccham pratishtha. Idam puccham pratishtha. Now you can make out what will be the puccham. I don't need to tell you. Puccham means a tail. Okay? And here the portion below the hip till the feet form what now? Is the pratishtha. It's called puccham. Puccham literally means tail. Don't take it as tail. Okay? It is like the tail. The portion below the hip till the feet, the rest of the body, portion of the body is called what now? Puccham. Is, which is like the tail, is for the support. Is the support. Pratishtha means support. Okay? Support. What is support here? The supporting part of the physical body is what now? Is called, which is like the tail, not the tail, okay? Like the tail, which forms the, you must be showing it directly like this. Portion below the hip is like the tail, which is the support of the body. The portion above the hip from the navel to the neck is the trunk of the body, okay? And this is the, he used the word atma. And either this is the dakshina pakshaha, is uttara pakshaha, is left side of the atma, right side of the atma, is the head of the atma, which atma? Annamaya atma. Okay? This annamaya atma, this physical body, this is the atma. It is very easy for us to understand. Why? With Upanishad need not teach us this. Already we have this. So what does Upanishad do? It's called from the known to unknown method. Okay? Upanishad also starts from where we are. We already have aham buddhi very well strongly rooted in this deha. Therefore, it's easy for Upanishad to start from where we are already. Isn't it? We're already here. So Upanishad starts from now. It's not difficult to take the atma, body as the atma. Upanishad says this. Tasyedameva shiraha, ayam dakshinav pakshaha, ayam uttarav pakshaha, ayam atma, idam puccham pratishtha. The teacher must have shown like this. Like this. Okay, idam puccham pratishtha. This is what the atma. Okay, what is his atma? Annamayaha dehaha annamaya atma. So the words, you know that these words now, I am, idam are the two used here. Idam also means this, I am also means this, but where the, so one is a masculine, okay, pronoun. Okay, one is used for as a pronoun for the neuter gender. But ஐயம் அண்ட் இதம் இஸ் சேம். எனிவே, புச்சம் அகைன்ஸ் அ டெய்ல், ஹியர் யூ ஷாட் டேக் இட் அஸ் அ டெய்ல், ஹியர் இஸ் லைக் தி டெய்ல். த வேர்ட் பிரதிஷ்டா மீன்ஸ் சப்போர்ட். நௌ தத்யேஷ ஸ்லோகோ பவதி, தத்யேஷ ஸ்லோகோ பவதி, தது அபி ஏஷஹ ஸ்லோகஹ பவதி. யூ ஸ்பிட் இட், யூ கெட் த வேர்ட்ஸ். தைத்யோபாய் வாண்ட் டு பி தரோ, தட்ஸ் ஐம் ரிப்பீட்டிங் இட். தது அபி ஏஷஹ ஸ்லோகஹ பவதி. தது அபி மீன்ஸ் வாட் நோ? தது மீன்ஸ் தட். அபி ஆல்சோ. ஏஷஹ மீன்ஸ் திஸ். வாட் இஸ் திஸ்? ஸ்லோகஹ பவதி. பவத் ஹியர் இஸ் அ மந்த்ரா. ஏஷஹ ஸ்லோகஹ பவதி மீன்ஸ் ஹியர் இஸ் அ மந்த்ரா ரிகார்டிங் தட். ரிகார்டிங் வாட்? ரிகார்டிங் தட் அன்னமய ஆத்மா. வாட் இஸ் அன்னமய ஆத்மா? திஸ் பிசிக்கல் பாடி நவ் விச் இஸ் பிரசன்ட் ஆஸ் தி மீனிங் ஆஃப் தி வேர்ட் ஐ, இஸ்ன்ட் இட்? ஃபார் தட் பாடி, ரிகார்டிங் தட் அன்னமய ஆத்மா. தத்பி மீன்ஸ் ரிகார்டிங் தட் அன்னமய ஆத்மா, தி பிசிக்கல் பாடி. ஏஷஹ ஸ்லோகஹ பவதி, ஹியர் இஸ் அ மந்த்ரா. வித் இஸ் விச் மந்த்ரா? உபனிஷத் அகெய்ன் கோட்ஸ் அ மந்த்ரா ஃப்ரம் தி ரிக்வேதா. இஸ் ரிக் மந்த்ரா இஸ் ஃபாலோயிங் திஸ் ரிக் மந்த்ரா. வாட் நவ்? அனஸ் ரிக் மந்த்ரா டாக்ஸ் அபவுட் தி பிசிக்கல் பாடி. உபனிஷத் ஹியர் பிரசன்ஸ் இஸ் அ சார்ட் ஆஃப் உபாசனம், அ ஃபார்ம் ஆஃப் உபாசனம் இஸ் பிரசன்டட் ஹியர். உபாசனம் மீன்ஸ் வாட்? நாட் உபாசனம். இஃப் யூ திங்க் ஒன்லி ஆஃப் தி பிசிக்கல் பாடி, டெவலப் வாட் இஸ் இட்ஸ் நேச்சர் எக்ஸெட்ரா, யூ டெவலப் ஆன், இஸ்இட் உபாசனம்? யுவர் ஆப்ஜெக்ட் ஆஃப் மெடிடேஷன் பிகம்ஸ் வாட்? தி பாடி. யூ ஆர் திங்கிங் சார்ட் ஆஃப் உபாசனம் லைக். வில் சி தட் ஆல் தோஸ் திங்ஸ் லேட்டர் ஆன். எனிவே, now don't get confused. So here Upanishad quotes a mantra from the Rigveda. Don't worry, it become very clear. There's going to be a upasana like presented, and that Rig mantra talks about the physical body. How is it talking about? You all go have your tea, come back. I don't know how time passes like this.